right now because I don't want to say the wrong date, but there's a group from neighborhood that are going to be, they're sifters, and they're going to go on the property with the persons who are there, the owners, and sift the property with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, because, I mean, I really have only seen two properties that I could identify as belonging to my friends, and they, if I had to go back to that, I would be devastated. I
Absolutely.
Would just be devastated, because you can't, I mean, there's this crazy stuff that happened with the heat, the intense heat, and everybody I hear talking about it, and whoever I engage, say this wonderful word, anomalies, I love that word, they're just, it just doesn't, the narrative doesn't figure. It wasn't a forest fire. Every place you read, it goes like, this was not a forest fire.
I see. Well, Joanne, now, I just want to go to the human part, and then I want to, I've got a couple of other questions I really think that are important, sort of in my focus, is first of all, how, generally speaking, from your view, how are the people doing? Is there sort of recovery? Are they coming out of their ashes to into some kind of new restoration? Or is there seem to be a lot of despair?
I think that it appears to me, I have to say it appears to me, it is, and that's not an opinion, that's just something I gather as I observe people and my own family, mm-hmm. and the people that I'm in touch with, that there is a sense of we can do this, and it's not because somebody went out and put a bunch of signs up that said Paradise Strong or Butte Strong. It's because those are too easy to have prepared ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
It's because the real things in people, the real God place in people is showing up.
Uh-huh.
It's showing up. And I'm the stories that I hear about someone who bought a young family that I know, lost their job, lost their home. Her husband lost his tools. He's a vet and a mechanic. Lost his tools. Oh. I know four men right now I can name in my personal network who lost all their tools. These men live with their hands, and I getting those tools replaced is a hundreds of dollars of investment,
if not thousands.
So, but I believe it's very positive. I tend to live positively anyway, but I don't deny the bad stuff that's going on. I just believe that the tide has turned in our favor. I do believe that. I believe the tide has turned, the cultural tide, and even perhaps the political tide, but I'm not so much in touch with that now as I am the culture that I live in. And I believe
Okay, stop. Hey, what do you mean the cultural tide? What, from what to what?
Certainly after the fires, despair and grief.
Uh-huh.
There certainly was despair. We all cried.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you cry because one of my friends lost her mom, for crying out loud.
Right.
She couldn't even get to her mother. And when when you actually ponder the number of people who lived in those mobile home parks, there were a lot of mobile home parks up there. The things look like they're made out of toothpicks and paper napkins. You know, the way that they came down, the only thing left is that V-shaped thing in the front of up that hauls them around.
So now you're saying that the spirit of it is happening, the cultural, spiritual, or
right.
The spirit is turning around, and people are there's that resilience, if I'm hearing you right, is rising up and then saying, okay,
right.
we can pick up and
we can
go on, we can rebuild or we can restore. Is that
That's
correct?
Right.
But
correct.
What, so how, why do you think this is happening? I want to know from a spiritual perspective, from a God perspective, if you will.
I think the Father places in us the seed of faith. I believe He puts that in us that when we are faced with a circumstance that's so desperately, even evil, so desperately destructive and evil, that we have to face it. We have to face it. We cannot pretend that this was an accident. We can't pretend that we can blame it on one man and a spark. We can't, on our camp, we can't blame it anymore. We have to look, and it's in us. I believe that it's already in us. I believe that God placed that seed in us, that we are overcomers if we will look at our lives that way. Romans 12:2 says to be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you might, live out His full purpose in our lives. And besides that, this particular community of Chico has a positive outlook. I don't know where it came from. It was here when I came, which was 60-something.
So can I ask you then, would you say that this is potentially a testing of faith, a testing of the human spirit by permission of God?
No, I don't think that. I don't believe that. I believe that it was planned as an evil strike against people who knew exactly what was going on. That community up there was very unusual, I think. I think it was unusual. One, it was an older generation. Uh-huh. It was known as a retirement community. That they knew the Constitution. There was that the organizations such as the Tea Party had been up there. There had been two of them, if not three of them, came and went. The Republic for the United States of America up there and in County Butte County came and went. State of Jefferson came and went. And New California had New California State had an active, committed base group. It came and got knocked out. The fire came and that got knocked out. That, they were on it. I mean, I believe that they were on it. Whatever else may have been going on aside, many of us responded like, okay, with this attitude, we're not going to give up.
Yes.
See, there's a bunch of us that are going like, hey, you know what? You know, take your threats, you know, spend them on controlling your dog or something, because it's not going to work here. Because we already had an attitude that we can do this. This community is a responsive community, in spite of the fact that apparently Janet Napolitano runs half the state. If they got a state college system, she's president of the state college system of the whole state, and we have a state college here. So there's, but the... So that's what I believe. I believe that it's turned around. I'm not the only one who believes this. I believe that the fire was like one of my daughters said, and she went through the fire. They lost everything. She said it was a curtain came down. A curtain came down on the other part of her life. The curtain came down. Now it's after the fire, because they came out with nothing except a few figurines. So some people came out.
Well, and see, this is really interesting to me, because I deal with a lot of crisis situations, and there's always several things that sort of go through your mind. You know, why, where, when, how, what does this all mean? And also the long-term restoration. But it's in my heart, the question I want to ask you that's been on my mind today is this an opportunity for the fire of a real move of God to begin? That's what's on my heart.
I believe so. I believe definitely there was already that germ here. There was a Jesus movement here in the, I don't know if it was the 60s. We came up here in 66 or 67, and I was busy surviving as a mom. I wasn't paying any attention to the Jesus movement. If there was one, I didn't know it. I was told much later than that there was a Jesus movement here at about the time that people were calling that culture Jesus Freaks. Remember that time?
Yes, I do.
So I wasn't a part of it, but I remember after that, much after that, when I would be, I was walking one night down when I was downtown, and I didn't have a car at the time, so I was walking, and it was evening, and a spirit of goodwill actually came out to meet me. There was a man walking towards me. It was dark. It was, you know, there was lights on the street, but nevertheless, I was alone, which I often am, and I don't go out afraid. But it occurs to you, you know, if you're a woman alone, you've noticed that. And so but a spirit of goodwill came out to meet me and said, you don't have to be afraid of me. And the Holy Spirit wanted me to know that the Holy Spirit is here, and I don't have to be afraid of the move of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And at that moment, he chose the presence of that man walking towards me, who could have been as afraid of me as I could have been of him, but the Lord wants to take this country somewhere it hasn't been yet.
Yes.
And he had a plan. He has a plan for this country that was trashed early. It was trashed early on when the big guys with their big doo-doo and their big money and their big lies and their big secrets, their big, 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 dirty, evil secrets that we have, most Americans have no clue how deep this thing goes and how evil it really is until you've had to look at it. Even I personally had to look at it a long time ago, not just, you know, November 8th. But so I definitely, it's a challenge, and but he can use, Father can use the worst of situations to make gold out of it.
Well, isn't that what he says? All things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purposes.
That's right.
And so I guess my drive here is, let's get a hold of the purpose of God and let him breathe
into this,
yes.
Well, I believe that's what's happening in the church I've been going to, neighborhood church, and because they created an alliance, and now their programs are kind of like taking fire here. Well, not fire, but excuse me, using that word, but in a program about sifting, where a team could go to the land of somebody and have to help them sift by hand, sift through the remnant of their lives.
That's right.
And there's something else they're doing. What was it? That's a gift of hospitality from that church. There was something else happening there, and now I didn't write it down. It'll come back if I need to know it. But I'm not a Pollyanna or whatever it is when you say everything's la 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 la. No, it's not. It's not at all. Mm-hmm. We still have traffic jams. We have, you know, drug culture here. We have the Red Cup Brigade, which is the college students who live in college town and drink from Friday night until Sunday night and throw their red cups out in the fronts of the apartments they live in. That's the Red Cup Brigade. Hmm. But we've got that. We have it. But
It's an opportunity, isn't it, to reset
on a correct foundation. Exactly. And it's up to us. Some evil person said never